Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Brooks Parda. Time to talk Holton Wildcat football. Holton now 4-0, maybe their most convincing win, at least in the second half. It felt a little more comfortable last week, Coach. You win at Sabetha 41-17, and much closer game for a half, up 14-9. But what differences did you see in the second half from your team as you're really able to get going and pull away for the nice road win?
Well, the difference was probably our defense, because I think we really only had a couple possessions the first half, and Sabetha had a nice drive and worked out some first downs and kind of ran the clock on us, and they faked a punt and ended up scoring on that drive. So they took a lot of the first half away from us, and I think in the second half we did a better job of getting the ball back, and then we did pop some big plays in the third quarter.
Yeah, it certainly helped. I think your yards per play was, you know, 13, 14 yards a carry. You ran for over 500 yards, and, you know, having multiple guys go over 100 yards rushing, does that kind of speak a little bit to the line and maybe the progress that some of your teams made and the adjustments they've made up front?
Yeah, I think they did do a nice job up front of establishing line of scrimmage and got our backs downfield, and our backs blocked well downfield, and then I think most of our long runs, our backs broke a tackle in the open field. So I think it kind of came together for us a little bit offensively.
Defensively, you're able to get your first interception takeaway of the year. I know you probably would have liked to have a few more of those, but is that something you feel like the defense can do a better job at, is continuing to maybe take the ball away from opponents?
Well, I think, yeah, I mean, we have to get people into third and long situations, and we haven't done a very good job of that up front. And, you know, we're seeing progress, and we're doing some things better, and we're tackling a little bit better, but we have some more to do there. When you get people in long yardage situations, that's when good things happen.
Jace Hollera had the interception, also a couple touchdowns. He and Jaden Fletcher and Gary Booth over 100 yards rushing as well, and Jace Boswell over 70 yards rushing on the night. Also wanted to ask you quickly about special teams. Seems like the coverage, even getting better returns, and then you know, a field goal that didn't quite go in there before half, but you've still made all your extra points this season, I guess besides one that was blocked, and Matt certainly showed the ability to hit some longer range field goals maybe going forward this season.
Yeah, we've done a nice job, and I think our kickoff coverage did a better job this week. We had more hats to the ball, and we had a couple of nice returns. Our returns were better this week, and we punted the ball well, and we've, you know, gave ourselves an opportunity, a long field goal, and that'll come back to us later.
Holton on the road this week for the third straight Friday night against another Big Seven foe and a county rival in Royal Valley. We'll talk about that game when we continue here on the Wildcat Locker. We're talking Wildcat football. Justin Fluke joined by head coach Brooks Barda, and the Wildcats at Royal Valley this Friday night. And coach, your first four games, I think everyone knew that you would probably be tested and pushed a little bit. You certainly were, or pulled away the last couple games in the second half. But now an opponent that struggled a little bit. In fact, you look at three of your last four games or so here, opponents that have struggled a little bit more. So what's the challenge, I guess, and the mental part of preparing the team to stay sharp and get better here going into week five?
Well, I think it's always a challenge to get better during the week, and practice is what makes you a better football team. So there will be a few things that we do a little differently this week. Royal Valley's a heavy run team, so we'll work a lot of fundamentals against the run, and that's something we have to do anyway, so that fits right into our progression. And maybe a little more good on good during the week, too, just to develop some depth and continue to improve at the, you know, first team level.
New head coach that, of course, you're familiar with, another Smith Center alum that played for your dad at Smith Center, and doing a lot of similarities as you and Smith Center with their offense this year in the wishbone. Are there some differences that they do, and is it kind of an easier prep week in that regard? Do you feel like guys going up kind of against your own offense?
Well, certainly both of us don't need to yell out what the play is, because we'll both know what each other's play is, but you could see that they're in their development phase of the offense. You know, they're fairly basic in what they do. They're using different formations, but, you know, it's just a process to implement that type of offense, and it takes time and it takes years. And, you know, they're doing a good job of it. Offensively, they're moving the ball.
Kind of a rivalry game as well, and just the fact that it's a district game and a league game, I guess those are all things that you probably talk about during this week, just wanting to stay sharp and stay focused as a team.
Yeah, you know, our focus is on us first, and that's what we want to do. We have to be ready to play in some wet weather this week, which might be a good opportunity for us. And, you know, just continue that. The work week doesn't change a lot for us, whoever we play, especially early in the season. And, As we get later into the season, that'll look a little bit different, but we're just about getting better right now.
Final thought, Coach. Speaking of getting better, I was going to ask you about your offense. It seems like they've gotten a lot better the last couple of weeks, and we talked in the first segment about some of those things they're doing better, but what's the next step? I mean, what are some things this week that you're focusing on or feel like can still be a lot better on that offensive side?
Well, we haven't shown a lot of confidence in our option game, and that's really not the people that carry the ball and pitch the ball. It's just the execution up front. It's a little bit different type of blocking scheme and some different skills. So we have to continue to develop that, and we have to be more consistent in our passing game as well. So I think those things are making progress. We just have to develop more confidence in those things.
Best of luck Friday night at Royal Valley. Coach, as always, thanks for your time. We'll see you there.
Thank you.
Holton head coach Brooks Part of the Wildcat Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Farmers State Bank, by Community Healthcare System, the Holton Family Clinic, and also by Boomer's Steakhouse.